720 WGN. The sun is down. This is, you know, about the time the coyotes start howling. Have you seen coyotes in your neighborhood? If you have apples on the ground that have fallen from your apple tree or pears, that is something that they will certainly seek out. We have somebody that knows a thing or two about this. Dan Thompson is an ecologist with the Forest Preserve District of DuPage County. Are people seeing them more now because, you know, harvest is gone, leaves are off trees, you can see more into forested areas? Or why is it we see more coyotes this time of year, Dan?
Yes, Lisa, that's exactly right. This time of year, as you mentioned, vegetation is, you know, leaves are off, ground's much more barren. And on top of it, this is also the time where we start seeing pups from this year's litter start to disperse and start finding territory of their own. And that's a challenging time for these young dispersing animals, because pretty much wherever they go, they're encountering somebody else's territory. So they're constantly on the move until they can find a vacant spot. And so that's a hardship for them, and definitely is a reason why they're going to be spotted on a much more regular basis. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's also a huge increase in coyote populations. It's just you've got a lot of movement on the landscape at this time.
So what size are pups right now? I mean, what would be, I've never ever seen a coyote pup. I've seen plenty of coyotes, but never a pup. So what would their size be this time of year?
Well, this time of year, they're going to be getting very close to adult size.
Okay.
Maybe if you saw them very, you know, right next to like an adult male, they'll still be slightly noticeably smaller, but they're really, they grow very quick. They mature very fast. So within a year's time, they're really close to reaching adult size, and they'll be breeding very soon. So, yeah, there's almost going to be no difference in size.
Dan,
yeah.
Do they live by routine? And I ask because it's probably been a couple of years ago, but we had a motion light on our driveway, and almost every night around, I don't know, 8:30, 7 o'clock, whenever this, we could count on the light going on, and we'd look out on our driveway and see this coyote just prancing down to the street or across the street. So almost every day at the same time. Is that typical?
That can be common with certain individuals, Steve. What we will see, some are exactly just that, as you mentioned, creatures of habit. They're going to be in a routine, and you can almost, you know, set your watch by them. It's interesting, too. I've definitely heard stories of coyotes that don't like having those lights turn on them, and over time, they figure out exactly where they need to walk to skirt around and avoid triggering those lights. And then there's others that just simply don't care, because they kind of get adjusted to be around humans.
And it might be that your neighbor let their little dog out every night at that time, and the coyote was like,
No, it was traveling, because it would go, we could follow it, go through our backyard and then across the street in front of the house. It was going somewhere every day.
And we should just learn to get along with them, right, Dan? I mean, there's no reason to really fear them other than you need to watch your small animals and your cats, I would imagine.
That kind of comes to it in a nutshell. You know, they are important creatures in the environment and help maintain ecological balance. So we do need to learn to coexist. I will say, though, you know, there's not without risk. There have been pets killed by coyotes. But when you really look at how many coyotes are in the Chicago region and how many pets and how many encounters there are daily, when you do hear a story about a pet being killed or attacked, it's rare. It's not common. But, you know, for those that love your pets, you do need to be very cautious about that and keep them close by, especially with dogs, keep on a leash. And as far as cats go, they're best just to be kept indoors.
And if you see a coyote, what should you do other than take a picture and post it on social media? Because that seems to be what everybody does.
Yeah, to me, it's a treat to see a coyote. You know, I definitely want to stress to people, if you've never seen a coyote in your neighborhood, don't believe they're not there. They are. You know, don't let your guard down. You know, do everything you can to protect your pet, keep them safe. Again, too, it's not always the fact that, you know, pets are killed because of, you know, a food resource. Sometimes it's a territorial dispute,
Dan,
especially with those. Go ahead.
It would be a treat for me to see a coyote in my yard with a skunk in its mouth. Do they eat skunks?
They can, but typically that's not one of their preferred meals. And actually, even, you know, dogs and cats certainly are not either. They're ones that go after more, you know, small rodents. Mice and voles are really some of the largest amount of what they consume, but they'll go after squirrels and rabbits. You know, raccoons and skunk certainly can fall into their diet, but not a preferred meal.
Is it legal to kill them?
They are protected by law. So, you know, this is something you don't want to take into your own hands. And just because you have them in your yard doesn't mean that anything bad can come of it. But you just have to be vigilant about that. And you take your dog out and have it on a leash, you can avoid any kind of encounters. But, they are protected by law.
Throughout the entire state of Illinois?
Yes. So there are hunting seasons. So if you had a hunting license and you were in the proper area, then you can hunt them. Now, that's not to say you don't have every right to defend yourself. You know, if a coyote was coming at you, yes, you can actually defend yourself. But, these kind of encounters are exceedingly rare.
I just happened to go past a house one day down an alley in a rural area, and they had 8 dead coyotes piled up outside of their garage. And so I was unsure what their rights were when it came to killing them. And maybe it was during hunting season for coyotes. I was unsure.
Well, yeah. And then in the Chicago region, there's very few areas where you can legally hunt coyotes and discharge a firearm. So I'm not sure the scenario where that was, if they had actually gone hunting somewhere and then brought the animals back and were going to process them, or if they were somehow taken right then and there in the neighborhood.
No, they weren't taken in the neighborhood. And you know what I did, Dan? I ran home crying and screaming and yelling at my husband about what was going on. And he didn't believe me. And he went and looked and went, oh, my God, there really are 8 dead coyotes there. So I don't know what the purpose was of killing them. But ideally, the idea is you want to make them frightened of humans, right? So they stay away from us. And how do you suggest we do that?
So, you know, it's interesting because I don't know what it is, if it's just all woven into our psyche from, you know, children's books like the Big Bad, you know, Little Red Riding Hood and the Big Bad Wolf. But, you know, for some reason, we just seem to have a natural fear of these. They are predators, but we truly are on the top of the food chain here. You know, we are the dominant species here, but yet we seem to be very fearful of this animal, and we shouldn't. And unfortunately, because coyotes are canines, they're very instinctual and they can read body language. So it's hard to tell people not to fear something that they fear, whether it's justified or not. That fear is real for those people, and it's hard to mask that. But I've never had any kind of altercation or encounter with coyotes. I'm comfortable around them, but that's obviously not true for everyone. So really what you want to do is just, you know, don't show fear and, you know, look the coyote in the eye. That's definitely a sign of dominance and, you know, that you're not backing down. And hopefully that is, you know, enough to just kind of make the coyote feel a little less comfortable.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us on the Lisa Dent Show. I think it's always a good thing when we see a coyote. They're an interesting species, and there's plenty of them around. That's Dan Thompson, an ecologist with the Forest Preserve District of DuPage County. Steve has your news coming up next on 720 WGN, and then Mac McInvale joins us. He won $75 million over the weekend, and it wasn't with the lottery. It was with the World Series.
Lisa Dent, WGN.